Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you to China Unicom's 2017 interim result presentation. Today, our presentation will be conducted via video conferencing and meet with our investors from Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. The event will last for about 60 minutes. First, there will be about 20-minute presentation by our management, followed by a 20-minute Q&A session for Hong Kong, and lastly, there will be a 20-minute Q&A session for the audience in mainland China. The presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A section. During the meeting, please kindly switch your mobile phone to silent mode. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Liu Yimin, Executive Director and President. Mr. Li Fushan, Executive Director and CFO. Mr. Chao Guanglu, Executive Director and Senior Vice President. Thank you all for coming, and we hope you will find this presentation informative. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to the stage. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to discuss with you China Unicom's mixed ownership reform and results. In today's presentation, I will introduce the proposal of our mixed ownership reform and our overall results in the first half. And then Mr. Liu Yimin and Mr. Li Fushan will further discuss our operating and financial performance, followed by the Q&A session. The proposal of our mixed ownership reform is finally out. It can be summarized as follows. Among all pilot-run enterprises, China Unicom is the only one to adopt entire group-based mixed ownership reform. It represents a significant strategic opportunity in China Unicom's history. We will introduce strategic investors with strong fundamentals to create a powerful alliance. By leveraging external capabilities and complementary edges, we will accelerate innovative development of our business. We will push forward system and mechanism reform to enhance corporate governance and strengthen incentives. Lastly, we will continue to deepen focus strategy and earnestly implement the mixed ownership reform to raise efficiency and returns. Next, I will discuss the proposal in further details. In accordance with the objectives set out by the Party Secretary and the Central Economic Work Committee, that is, to enhance corporate governance, strengthen incentives, emphasize core businesses, and raise efficiency, China Unicom proactively implements mixed ownership reform. On the one hand, by introducing strategic investors at the Unicom A-share company level, we seek to leverage external resources and capabilities and innovate on our business cooperation model in order to achieve strategic business synergies. At the same time, we seek to advance system and mechanism reform by establishing effective corporate governance and market-oriented incentive systems so as to lift corporate vibrancy. Ultimately, it will enhance our operating efficiency and boost returns for shareholders and employees. The financing part of our mixed ownership reform is like this. We will issue new shares and transfer existing shares of Unicom A-share company, as well as granting restricted shares to key employees. Upon the completion, Unicom Group's shareholding in Unicom A share company will decrease from 62.7% to 36.7%. The new strategic investors will hold about 35.2%, while employee incentive shares will account for 2.7%. The issue price of the new share and the transfer of existing shares is 6.83 RMB per share. The issue price of restricted shares is 3.79 RMB per share. The total consideration is about 78 billion RMB. The fund raised will be used by our operating entity in 4G, 5G, and innovative businesses. Our investors all have solid fundamentals, high relevance to our core businesses, complementary edges, and potential for synergetic cooperation. They can be classified into four categories. First, the top four internet companies in China. That is BAT and JD.com. Second, leading companies in industry verticals. Third, financial institutions and industry groups with solid fundamentals. And lastly, specialized funds. As for business cooperation, the company will carry out differentiated cooperation with each investor based on their resources and edges. We will cooperate with the top internet companies in terms of retail system, channels, content, home internet, payment, and internet finance, cloud computing, big data, and IoT, etc. For companies in industry verticals, our cooperation will focus on IoT, CDN, system integration, etc. We will strengthen cooperation with financial institutions and industry groups in industrial internet, payment, and internet finance. We will leverage the resources advantage of specialized funds to explore business opportunities and achieve win-win. Meanwhile, the company will push forward system and mechanism reform to lift vibrancy. At the board level, we will establish sound and well-coordinated corporate governance with effective checks and balances. We will invite our new shareholders to be board members of Unicom A Share Company as appropriate. We will strengthen the board's authorities in critical decision-making, personal selection and appointment, and compensation allocation, etc. We will also explore market-oriented mechanism at the management level. We will establish market-oriented system that ties the risks and rewards of employees with the company in order to stimulate internal vibrancy and employee motivation. The proposal of the mixed ownership reform has been approved by the NDRC and the board of Unicom A Share Company. Next, Unicom A Share Company will discuss with Unicom Red Chip Company the capital injection by subscription of its shares through private placement or rights issues, etc., and get the relevant approval. Afterwards, Unicom A Share Company will hold an EGM to consider the private placement and submit it to the relevant regulatory authorities for approval. Going forward, the company will uphold the focus strategy as the general guideline for its development and reforms, stay determined, and earnestly implement the mixed ownership reform. Meanwhile, the company will seize the opportunity of mixed ownership reform to expedite the establishment of new system, unleash new vibrancy, facilitate synergetic development of strategic businesses, and embrace new development opportunities, starting a new chapter of China Unicom's development and reform. Next, I will report the company's overall results in the first half. Our 2017 interim results highlights are as follows. First, driven by the comprehensive and deeper implementation of focus strategy, our overall momentum remained robust. Second, the innovation in business model transformation has posted initial success, which underpinned a revenue and profit growth. Third, benefiting from stronger data traffic operation and marketing model transformation, our mobile service revenue growth surpassed the industry average. Fourth, our innovative business saw rapid revenue growth and boosted our fundamental businesses. Lastly, through focused investment and cooperation, we enhanced our shareholder value. Going forward, the company will uphold a focused strategy as the general guideline for its development and deeply propel its business transformation, so as to speed up the company's progression onto the path of healthy development. In the first half, the company comprehensively deepened the implementation of focused strategy, earnestly promoted growth, controlled cost, and reform mechanism. Our overall development momentum remained robust, with improving operations. Service revenue growth was 3.2% to 124 billion. EBITDA, net profit, and cash flow all saw market improvement. Faced with severe competitive pressure in 2016, we try to improve on our revenue and profits. The company pushed forward a new development strategy centered on focused cooperation and innovation, striving to mitigate its underlying shortcomings. Both business and service revenue bottomed out in 2016. The company's profitability substantially improved as planned in the first half. Net profit reached 2.4 billion, up by 68.9% year-on-year. EBITDA reached 43.6 billion, up by 5.5%. In the first half, we strengthened data traffic operation, fully embraced new business models such as 2I2C, 2B2C, etc., and carried out targeted marketing to acquire new customers with low incremental cost, driving revenue growth. Selling expense and handset subsidy were down by 6% and 54.7% respectively, while mobile service revenue and total service revenue rose by 5.2% and 3.2% respectively. The innovation in business model helped the company achieve breakthrough in business development and scale and profitable growth. Next, we will have President Liu Yimin to present the operating performance of the company. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Now, please allow me to report the operating performance of the company in the first half. This table shows our revenue breakdown and the changes. I will explain in further details in the following. With the effective transformation from a cost-driven development model to one with low subscriber acquisition costs and subsidies, mobile service revenue grew by 5.2% in the first half, outperforming the industry average. Mobile billing subscriber ARPU reached 48 RMB, showing substantial improvement from 2016. Mid to high-end subscriber proportion was up by 2.4 percentage points. 4G subscriber store and net increase of 34 million with an ARPU of 66.5 RMB. The company innovated on data traffic operation model, simplified design of contract packages, developed a differentiated content system, and promoted the transition to a data plus content product model. We leveraged big data analytics to conduct targeted marketing so as to accelerate the release of data capacity, reduce low-value subscribers, and enhance customer value. The company sped up marketing model transformation, unleashed big data advantages, strengthened collaboration with internet companies, fully optimized product offerings, channels, and services, and carried out targeted marketing so as to drive customer value and satisfaction improvement, and facilitate cost reduction and efficiency enhancement. In the first half, the company achieved new breakthroughs in innovative business development. IDC and cloud computing revenue grew by 22% to 5.8 billion. ICT revenue grew by 15.6% to 1.9 billion. In the first half, we adjust the reporting definition of the ICT revenue in the first half. IPTV revenue reached 810 million, up by 36%. IoT connections exceeded 50 million. The company grasped the opportunities of Belt and Road initiatives and negotiated with overseas operators on IoT business cooperation. We actively expanded our internet finance business. Gross transaction value reached 94.6 billion. Our consumer finance company outstanding loan balance reached 32 billion. The company maintained its leading position in big data businesses such as personal credit rating and location-based services. For broadband business, due to intense competition, our fixed-line broadband access revenue fell by 3% to 21.6 billion in the first half. In the second half, the company will appropriately increase resources in broadband services to enhance network capability, actively rationalize broadband integrated product strategy to enhance customer perception, further enrich video content operation, so as to constantly enhance our differentiated competitiveness in broadband businesses. For CAPEX, with a focus on improving quality and efficiency, the company practiced precise network deployment and achieved network quality and customer perception on par with the industry in focus regions, despite considerable reduction in CAPEX. Making the best use of its network resources resulting from the large-scale network investment over the past 2 years, the company focused investment on key cities, 4G network, regions with high existing asset utilization and promising returns. We strive to increase returns. Our 4G network utilization rate reached 35%. Our FTTH subscriber penetration reached 74.2%. Both improved significantly versus a year ago. In the second half, the company will continue to invest in its network as planned. Full-year CAPEX budget remain unchanged at 45 billion. Looking ahead to the second half, the company will face pressure from the cancellation of mobile domestic long-distance and roaming fee, and market competition is expected to cyclically intensify. The company will actively counter pressure and challenges, strengthen business model transformation, accelerate 4G development, speed up the turnaround of broadband business, and drive the scale development of innovative businesses. We will adhere to focus, cooperation, and streamlined operations, deepen reform, and improve operation management so as to speed up the company's progression onto the path of healthy development. Next, I will pass the stage to our CFO to talk about our financial performance. Thank you. Thank you, President Liu. Now, let me present our financial performance in the first half of 2017. This table shows our key financial information in the first half of 2017. Operating revenue decreased by 1.5%. I'll explain in further details in the following. In the first half, the company effectively controlled cost. Operating cost was down by 2.5%. In particular, network costs were 26.4 billion, up by 2.9%. Excluding tower-related costs, network costs essentially stayed flat, mainly due to effective control on maintenance and energy cost. Tower usage fee was 8.4 billion, up by 9%, mainly due to a larger network scale. Benefiting from the promotion of business model transformation, handset subsidy and selling expense were down by 54.7% and 6% respectively. In the first half, the company's focus is investment on key regions and key businesses. Its capex decreased substantially to 9.1 billion. We focus on precise deployment and rapid capacity expansion in 4G network. Net addition of 4G base station was 30,000, reaching a total of 770,000. For broadband, we already achieved all fiber network in northern China and fully pushed forward cooperation with private capital in southern China. For backhaul, our latency continues to decline, maintaining the best performance in the industry. In the second half, we will stay efficiency-oriented and focus on key areas and practice precise investment in order to enhance return. Now let's take a look at towers. In the first half, tower usage fee was 8.4 billion, up by 9%. With the increasing sharing ratio, tower sharing discount on usage fee is expected to rise gradually. We hope tower company will strive to improve operating efficiency and co-use rate in order to lower tower usage fee and enhance co-sharing value. The company actively takes advantage of the towers and cell sites of tower company to accelerate network deployment and save capex. In the first half, the share of net profit from tower company was around 500 million. As one of the major shareholders of tower company, we expect to benefit from tower company's profit and value enhancement in the future. In the first half, liabilities to asset ratio dropped to 61.4%. Finance costs were 3 billion. Next, the company will capitalize on the opportunity of the mixed ownership reform and actively discuss with the parent company to inject new capital through private placement or rights issue, enhancing investment and financing capacity for key projects in the future, as well as reducing existing debt and finance costs, thus improving the company's ability to control risk in the future. In the second half, the company will grasp the implementation of focus strategy and build free cash flow-based profit planning system and construct efficiency and cash flow-based investment policy. We will promote simplification of administration and risk control in order to elevate shareholder value. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you.